So, hello everybody, and welcome to the May Board of Directors meeting for Aspira. And at this point, is thank you. We're sharing where we are, and essentially is making sure that we have Jeff. It seems that we are so kind. You, Alberto, couldn't make it at the end, so I'm gonna ask if you can
I
take a look
can,
at it.
Guillermina, I'll take the minutes. I got
Okay.
it.
All right. Perfect. So let's call the meeting to order. And at this point is in essence to ask for a vote to go to the executive session. And can we have a motion for that?
So move, Pedro.
Thank you, Pedro. Any, is there a second?
Monica,
Also,
second.
thank you, Monica. Dr. Curry, always a pleasure to see you. All those in favor say aye.
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 Excellent. Well, let's go to the executive session and Greg.
Okay, one second. Let me get this recorded. Okay.
Well, welcome to the public session of the Aspira Board of Directors meeting. At this point is about approving first the agenda of the meeting, and for that, I'm sure the board already took a look, in which case we need to have a motion to approve the agenda.
Do we need a vote to enter public session first?
That is correct. Thank you. Thank you, Lee. So
I will
let's
make the motion to move to public session.
Thank you. Do we
I'll
have a second?
second. I'll second Pedro.
Fantastic. Yes. Please keep me on the straight and narrow, Liz. I appreciate
No
it.
problem.
And yes, the second item is approving the agenda. And for that, we also need a vote.
I'll make a motion
Thank
as
you,
presented.
Pedro. And I'll second, Liz.
Thank you, Liz. And the next one is approving the minutes from last meeting. Take a look. Thank you, Greg.
Make a motion to approve as presented the meeting minutes.
Thank you, Pedro. Do we have a second?
I second Jeff.
Perfect. And those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Both the agenda and minutes are approved. Thank you. And then we need to vote. The vote is related to for the executive committee to pursue the exploration financing regarding the athletic field.
So move, Pedro.
Thank you, Pedro. Do we have a second?
Monica, I second.
Thank you, Dr. Curry. Do we have, I mean, all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Excellent. Thank you. So the motion is approved and it has to be included, Greg, in the minutes. All right. Excellent. So we continue, and at this point, we're going to go to the financial reports. And for that, I believe that Kelly will be sharing the details. Go ahead, Kelly. Thank you.
Very good. Hello. Let me get this. Is everyone able to see the screen?
Yes.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. So we have the report ending for April 30th, 2025. This is 83% through the fiscal year. We're getting close. And we want to thank you, all of our wonderful board members, for all that you do. Thank you. Our financial summary. So, looking at this, we had our subtotal of the state. We have budgeted 18.6 million as of the end of April 30th. We had actually received 18.8 million. So that is 101% of what we had budgeted. The subtotal for the local, we have budgeted 12.3, and we had actually received 11.9 or 97%. And then for the subtotal of the federal, we had budgeted 1 million and we had actually received 1 million or 100%. So the FSF total revenue, we had budgeted for the year just under 32 million, and we had actually received just under 32 million or 99%. The expenses for the year, we'll get into more detail in another tab. We had budgeted 33.4 million. We had actually spent 27.6 as of the end of April, or 83%. So, and then our net FSF excess for the year, we are right around 11.8 million is what we're looking at. We have our, I'm going to have to scroll over. So our, I'm afraid if I make it smaller, we won't see it. So the FSF revenue, as of the end of April, we are showing 33 million. The actual year-to-date FSF expenditures are 27.6 million. The amount spent for the month is 2.8 million, and so our remaining balance is just under 12 million. And we have our beautiful bar graph. We had actually received 100% of our local funding from the school districts already this year, and our cash position as of the end of April. As we go down, we had received 39.4 million so far year to date. Our actual expenses as of the end of April are 27.6 million. We have encumbered a little over 400,000. So our remaining balance is 11, just under 11.4 million. So that percentage expended and encumbered is 71%. Are there any questions so far for the financial summary tab? Okay, the grants as of the end of April, we have received 450,000 for fiscal year 25, and that's made up from the Ellis and Rosa McDonald Foundation and the Crystal Foundation. So going on to our expenditures, our total salaries we had budgeted for fiscal year 25, 14.8 million. As of the end of April, we had spent 11.9 million or 81%. Our total other employment costs or OECs, we had budgeted 8.3 million. We had actually spent 6.5 million or 79%. The total travel, we had budgeted to spend 1.8 million. We have encumbered 320,000, and that is made up from our Sutton bus contract of the year. So the actual spend as of the end of April in travel is 1.4 million. So the total encumbered and expended is 1.7 or 97% when you're adding both the encumbered and expended. The total contracted services, we have budgeted 4.9 million. We have encumbered 61,000. We had actually spent in total contracted services as of the end of April is 4.4 million. So the total encumbered and expended is 91%. Total supplies and materials, we have budgeted 1.7 million. We have encumbered a little over 16,000. The actual spent as of the end of April is 1.5 million, or total encumbered and expended is 87%. The total capital outlay of equipment, we had budgeted 24,500. We have encumbered 10,000, and the actual spent as of the end of April is about 1,200. So total encumbered and expended is a little under 12,000, or 48%. And the total capital outlay of property, we had expended just under 2 million. We have actually spent just under 2 million, or 100%. So the grand total of all categories we had budgeted for fiscal year 25 is 33 million. We have encumbered a little over 400,000. The actual spend as of the end of April is just under 28 million. So the total encumbered and expended is 28 million, or 84%. Are there any questions regarding the expenditure details? Okay, thank you very much.
Well, there you have it. If Rob doesn't have a question, it seems that there are no questions.
No questions. Thank you.
There you go, Rob. I was just making sure that we are in alignment. So thank you.
Thank you.
With that being said, the board needs to approve the financial statements as presented.
So
And we
move,
have a
Pedro.
motion. Thank you, Pedro. Do we have a second?
A second. Liz.
Thank you, Liz. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Excellent. Thank you. The motion carries. And we move on. And we have no less than our own Greg bringing us up to speed on operations. Greg.
Okay, did the screen change to the Excel sheet?
Yes, it did.
Okay, so last month I explained to everyone that we there was an executive order that came down from our U.S. Secretary at Secretary McMahon, and we had the potential. I highlighted it at the time. We had the potential to lose a little over $76,000. As of today, Kelly did an amazing job working with the team. We're down to $13,000, which I will tell you we will lose. But the nice thing is we're going to be able to continue those through contracted services, and it's for the high school students. It's basically tutoring with one company, but we will continue those services. So again, there's impact. We're not going to get the money to cover it, but we're okay budget-wise to cover it another way, so the students don't get impacted. When we first got this memo, I thought, that was a tough number to overcome, $76,000. But we did work hard to make sure that we could get caught up with invoices and actually get the contracted services that we needed. The tough part was the one company was a little short on staffing, which, they couldn't provide the services towards the end of the year there, and they couldn't invoice us. So kind of out of our control, but we did work hard. And I give Kelly all the kudos for that because she went right to work on it. So at the end of the day, okay, it's 13,000, but we're going to be okay. So that's my update. Any questions on that?
Thank you, Greg. Not on my end. Somebody else? All right. Well, Pedro, we have you next. No, excuse me. We were talking about the money, and the money will be discussed.
Development, yes.
Liz with development. Thank you, Liz.
No problem. Thank you very much, Greg. Yes, so we have some slides from this month's development committee. Shout out to Jeff, who came to his first meeting a couple weeks ago or last week. So thank you so much, Jeff, for joining our team there. So some updates. We're going to start with community events and then go into some grant opportunities and the status there, like we normally do. So community engagement and events. Parent camp, that is something that you've heard us discuss many times. April was the last event for the year so far. The plan is to continue for the 25-26 school year. And from the feedback that we've heard from, some of the folks that are, a part of the parent camp organization helping us to organize these, we always have great feedback, and they're very impressed with how the team handles that. And I know that Maz and has been doing a lot of work with that, so thank you to her and the team there, and getting these events, putting these events on at the schools, and accommodating the school and the family, the school community and families to allow them to actually attend, having the multiple the sessions in the different languages, offering childcare. Those really do make the difference in allowing our families to attend and then be a part of those discussions. So hopefully we'll be continuing those in the next school year. That is the current plan. So for the Family Resource Center, there are services currently offered to the high school community, but the plan is to actually establish a Family Resource Center area at the high school. If you notice, at the East Campus, there is the Family Resource Center in the school. There are plans to have an analogous setup at the high school that we currently do not have. So some expansions going there, again, providing very good resources to the students and their families in the community. So other events that are happening at the high school, a human trafficking event partially sponsored by the Newark Morning Rotary. Apparently that was very impactful and a lot of information that even some of the adults who are a part of organizing it were not aware of. So a good opportunity to present that information to the various students. The art show, and then like we kind of mentioned a little bit earlier in the executive session, high school graduation was this past Thursday. It was a great event. It's always, at least for me personally, always very exciting to and heartwarming to see all of the families supporting their students and with their second graduating class. It was a great ceremony. And again, just all of the different cultures and traditions that were appreciated and done at the school. It was wonderful. Okay, so the next slide. So other events that have happened within the last month, there was Team Appreciation Week. So Evelyn Diaz Camacho prepared the theme and decor. And then Maz, of course, again assisted with the week-long celebration. So thank you so much to the team for doing that. The end of the year potluck for the team is scheduled for the June 6th at Stumpy's down in Middletown. And for other community support ventures, there were prizes, gifts, and gift card donations for the high school art show. So there were actually things that could be given to the various students. And this was something, so Lynn knows. She knows a lot of folks. She knows almost everyone, and that's a great connection for us. But the Newark Natural Foods on Main Street apparently had an influx of Black History books that they, for some reason, weren't going to be selling in their store. So they donated all of them, all new, to Waspita to have in the library. So that was a great donation from that team. So something that we'll be mentioning, we have mentioned, and we'll continue to mention. The 15th anniversary celebration coming up. We are looking for volunteers to join the planning committee. It's going to be quinceañera themed to align with our 15th year anniversary. So if you are interested in being a part of that planning team, please let me or Lynn know, and we will get you on that team. All right, next slide. All right, so now we're moving into grants and funding. So we, some not great news. You've kind of heard us mention the Thriving Communities grant that was a little up in the air. It was something with the EPA and DENREC. It was a very large grant, about $350,000. Unfortunately, with some of the changes that are happening at the federal level, that is no longer, that program is no longer happening. So that grant was terminated. So we will need to be looking for other creative ways to look for some grants there. But unfortunately, that 350,000 is no longer on the table. So another grant that is kind of in the pending stage, it's a collaboration with Eyeball It Art for Kids. They actually were putting in a grant application, the Arch Cannon grant. It's in their name, Eyeball It for Art. Eyeball It Art for Kids is putting in the grant, but they wanted to collaborate with Aspira and have, Aspira be a school that they focus on. With the grant money. So that was a great collaboration there. Lynn completed our section of the grant. And so we'd be hearing more for, again, more art programming, art exposure, and art therapy for students. The golf tournament, that is something that we'll be talking about until it happens in August. later on in the slide, that will be the official flyer again if you wanted to scan the QR code. Like I mentioned before, we're looking for donations for some of the gift baskets, usually like a bottle of wine, beer, or even gift cards for the silent auction. So something we had discussed, if a drop-off of donations might not be feasible for anyone to kind of figure out a way to drop off things to Lynn at the school. I have offered to do kind of a run for some supplies and some items that if anyone would like to donate anything monetarily, and then I will pick up certain things for the fundraising event. I'm willing to do that. Please reach out to me and let me know if you would like to donate. Or again, you can donate any items directly. Just let me or Lynn know, and we can help to organize that. Alternatively, if you or your company would like to be a whole sponsor, that is something you can reach out to Lynn for. So let the golfers in your life know about the event happening on August 14th. Next slide. Okay, more updates on grants and funding. The Kressley Foundation $15,000 grant has been submitted, so we're waiting to hear about any updates on that. So far, no word. So we're still looking into, there's always the scouting phase. What grants are we eligible for? What programs can we align ourselves with that would make us a better candidate for certain grants? So the Norfolk Southern Grant Opportunity. Lynn has requested a meeting to kind of understand where they stand and what kind of, where that might align with how we request some funding. Another potential opportunity was with Merck. So this was kind of a general question. Do we have any contacts at Merck? I'm going to reach out to some folks that I know that work there, but they're not necessarily on the inside of grant and funding just because certain grants require, you know, a point person within their organization, and Merck appears to be one of them. So if you know someone that works within Merck that might be a good touch point, please let us know. So related to some previous topics around funding for the athletic fields, there might be an opportunity with the US Soccer Foundation for something like sports lighting projects. They have their Safe Places to Play grant. But that would be, again, nothing related to the fields themselves. It would be, you know, auxiliary lighting and sports lighting, which also is very expensive. So this would be a very interesting grant to work with. And just to, you know, let everyone know that the development team is also working in understanding facilities funding opportunities as discussed in our executive session. All right. And just the last slide here would again the information on the golf tournament. Please feel free to scan that QR code and take a look. It's a pretty involved day. So even if you're not a fan of golf, there's a lot of other things to do. So please check it out and again let the golf fans in your life know. All right. And our next meeting for the development committee will be in June, June 9th. It's what we have on the calendar. If there are any other folks who are interested in joining the development team, please let me know. And I will forward that invitation to you. Any questions on anything?
Count me
Not
in for the
really, just
golf.
congratulating you, Liz, for the efforts and for Jeff to join the team. And it seems that you keep an eye on the ball. And thanks for that.
Okay. Of
Very much appreciated.
course. And again, if
Excellent.
anyone is interested in supporting things for the golf tournament fundraisers, please let me know. All right, thank you.
Well, you can let me know over lunch, and if you take me for lunch, I might be considering just saying.
And we do owe each other at this point.
That is correct. Excellent. Thank you, Liz. So now we go to Pedro for updates.
Well, yeah, so part of the update is that we're going to basically have, so Maz is going to help me out. We're going to do, instead of the EIB, obviously, Aspira con Cariño as a sub, and we're going to basically have the two committees report out. There's a lot of dovetailing that happens, including Margie's recap at the end. So Maz, thank you. I just wanted to show my face.
Welcome. Hello. I don't know if Greg, if you got my PowerPoint quick enough, but I did share a quick PowerPoint of some of the things that the Concarino team have been doing, as well as some pictures because I always think the pictures sort of show more than just the words. They've been busy, so I haven't got it, but you guys can go back and look. They have been they took a lot of students from the high school, went to the charter rally that happened early this month.
Hey, Maz, I'm sorry. You sent me the email?
I shared it in the I
It's a board
attached
on
it to them.
track.
It's on Board on Track, sorry. I was trying to be clever and
Oh,
throw it there.
let me open up board on track.
But if it's not,
I
it's okay,
get
I'm sorry.
it's
Yeah, I was
definitely in
trying to
there.
be clever. I should just send it straight to you, but I was like, okay.
It's okay, I'll get it.
No, actually, I commend you for using the board on track. You're making
I
Rob so
tried.
happy because he's been insisting on doing that. So congratulations, Mass. That's the way to go.
I tried. There we go. Okay. So I will go through all of this quick, Pedro. If there's anything that you want to pick out on, just let me know. Okay, we can go to the next page. So the concomitant team has been having audit meetings, looking at sort of the school policies around equity for students and just making suggestions and comments, which will go to the admin team for the next steps. Teacher appreciation, Liz already mentioned, and they did, it was dual, it was happening like both at the high school and at the East Campus at the same time. So I know the team was stretched between both campuses, but they did amazing. And I've wrote Evelyn's wrong na name wrong, so please don't tell her, but she did amazing with how she the themes. We had the charter rally, the BSU students went to the field trip, first grade celebrated El Día de los Niños, and I don't there is pictures on Facebook. I don't have pictures of that with me. The next slide is so the high school graduation, the team supported with that. The team is supporting with most of the graduations at the school. So I know they are doing a lot with the kinder celebrations tomorrow. Fifth grade is on Monday, and then eighth grade is Tuesday. We had two book fairs. So it was two back-to-back weeks of book fairs at the East Campus. They had separate ones for elementary and middle school. And the elementary school fair collected 11,000, which I think was a first. There is the Star Performance Celebration coming up on June the 5th, which the board were invited to. So if you have not seen the invitation, it's coming up further in the slides. You can just scan the QR code and let Dee know, or just copy in on the board meetings and let us know so she knows to expect you. And then the next slide is just some of the stuff the PTO has done. So we supported the art show at the East Campus, the talent show, the spring concerts, Alex's lemonade stand, which is done by the third grade teacher, Mrs. Wall. We had the car wash fundraiser. I know, Margie, you came to that. So we're trying to make that. That was for the high school travel club, who I think in spring break went to Greece, and their next visit will be Spain and Portugal. If you want to go to it, they are going to start collecting names and monies for that trip. And I'm told it's amazing. They take everything out of your hands. It's all planned for you from the second you get on the plane till you come back. And then I think I just have, there we go. So there's the invitation. If you haven't seen it already, that's the invitation for the June 5th celebration for staff and community members. It is at the West Campus, not at the East. So if you can make it, please do let Miss D know. And then I just have some pictures. That was the art show. We had some food trucks. And you can skip through these quite quickly. They're just some fun pictures for you guys to just see what happened. I didn't get many pictures of Teacher Appreciation Week. I think we were so run inundated with staff coming in that we all forgot to take pictures, but they had fun. This again, it wasn't something we're involved with, but I thought seeing as we voted in Miss AB as a Spirit Teacher of the Year, it was nice to highlight that she was one of the finalists. And I know you were there, Margie. The next slide. That was our high school car wash fundraiser. Next slide. The talent show. And there was some videos on there if you wanted to watch the staff singing and dancing as well. So the staff did get on and do a number at the end as well. That was fun. Oh, there they are. And then the next slide is that was Alex's lemonade stand. So the students like come up with the ideas of what products they're going to make and sell, and then they sell them to the whole school for a week. And then all the money that's collected goes to Alex's lemonade stand. That's charter rally. Next slide. That was a spring concert. So that was with Nez Kelly. That was with the extended care team supporting that. And then coming up next year is the Hispanic Heritage Festival. And I'm told it's a watch this space, but there will be a year-long quinceañera celebrations with big and small events happening throughout the school year. And as Liz said, if you would like to support and volunteer either of those events, please let us know. And especially Hispanic Heritage Festival. If anybody wants to support that, please let me know. I'm trying to start planning that now so we are ready for September when we come back to school. And I think that's the last slide, Greg.
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to Maz and D and the whole team. Just you could see, this part of the call is completely important to kind of share with everyone as it is recorded and documented and archived. So thank you, Maz, for making sure that we have that report out for us. Thank you. And for all that you do too.
You're welcome.
Yes, I echo that, Maz. We do appreciate you. Thank you. And it seems that we are at Margie's report. So,
Great.
Margie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
There you go.
And I have to say, I love the fact that the board has so engaged in the board meetings and the presentation. So, I do attend different board meetings and I hear other board meetings, and I just feel like I love the model that we have, that you guys have taken ownership and do these presentations. So thank you. Okay, so let me go ahead and transition to mine. Let me see. Let me go ahead and come all the way back up. Okay. All right. So as we mentioned, as we talked about in executive session, and this is where we are with enrollment. So it's a very fluid process at this point in the year. As you know, the lottery was completed, the first wave, the second wave of invitations have gone out. And so we continue to sort of monitor where we are. She wanted to show you the breakdown. We continue to have, our virtual program is continuing to go strong. We are still hopeful of growing that even more. And as you can see, we now offer our virtual program to grades first through 12th grade. So we do have 11 students in the high school that were able to participate in the virtual learning program, and for different reasons. But once again, we're committed to not having a one size fits all approach in education, and we do feel that the virtual option is something that's necessary for some students. As you can see, for the enrollment for next year, we have the number of pre-registered students, and then also we have our AVA students that will be coming in. And then our wait list continues to grow slowly, but we always cap out about a little over 1,000 students on the wait list. So we have one thing that we've noticed with our AVA program is that it's a good fit for students up to a certain point. And we encourage the eighth graders in our AVA program to transition to the high school in person after that. And we also evaluate whether or not there are some students in our virtual program that would be better served in person. So we always have some transition happening between virtual and in person. So as you can see, they go through the re-enrollment process and they request whether or not they want to remain in the virtual program or whether or not they want to be considered for the in person. As you can see, we have about 44 spots that we are still looking to fill, primarily in the high school and the AVA program. Our East Campus is at capacity, and that's where we have the strongest wait list. But we do have capacity still, mostly in our ninth grade class for the high school. And obviously, whether we have students that choose to do virtual or in person, either way, we're looking to fill that gap of about 44 students. Any questions about enrollment? Sorry, my dog's staring at me. It's raining out there. He wants to come in. So, and let me see. Okay, so let's go into the culture and climate. We had Mental Health Awareness Week, and here's some different themes that they had each day and activities that they had. And as we talk about all the time, the Culture and Climate team just continues to take approaches of supporting our students, not just being the disciplinarians, not just dealing with behavior after the fact, but truly supporting a positive learning environment. So I always love to see the things that they do to incorporate that. And at the West Campus, we had a special ceremony or award recognition that we wanted to share with you. So, as you know, we had an unfortunate event incident at the high school, and Christian Stamm, who is our constable, really was, thanks to his quick thinking, was able to turn a terrible incident into something that was and not for it not to become a bigger life-threatening situation. He reacted quickly. He was able to save the team member's life. That was confirmed once he went to the hospital. And so we wanted to recognize him for that. So they actually on May 14th had a little ceremony and presented him with his life-saving ribbon. And it's my understanding that he's the first and only constable in our state that has received that recognition. As you can see there, it's a pin that he proudly wears over his name on his uniform. But if you haven't met Christian, if you ever have the opportunity to come into the building, introduce yourself to him, because we are really proud of him and we're really grateful that we had him there to help with that situation. Oops, sorry. So the discipline you can see here, who are at the end of the year. You can see here the where we are with incidents per day. So the incidents per day this school year, a little higher than last year, but most importantly is you can see that we're going to have fewer at by the time we end the year, there's going to be fewer detentions, fewer suspensions, and that's really most important, whether it's in school suspension, out of school suspension. The fact that we have more incidents per day, or the fact that we have more FYIs or referrals, that doesn't concern me as much. What I'm looking at are the consequences, and how are we handling the consequences. So that's over on the East Campus, and you can see, as I mentioned in the last meeting, I'm going to continue to include this pyramid that we have, just to give you an idea of, we tend to have, you see the incidents and you see the FYIs, but this gives you a better idea of the number of students that we're talking about. So you can see that, 98% of the elementary students or 92% of the middle school students are receiving 0 to 1 referrals, right? So it's the ones in yellow and the ones in red that are really resulting in the many of those FYIs. So this is really something that we like to monitor and use as a metric to see that we're taking the proper steps and reducing the number of those students in that red and yellow area.
I have a
And
question, Margie, on the
yep.
FYIs.
Yep.
So the FYIs are that students are reporting an incident and letting someone else know that something happened. Is that what an FYI?
No, actually, an FYI is a teacher goes into the system and they're
Okay.
documenting an incident. So,
Got it. Okay.
if I had to talk to Pedro because he was, misbehaving in class, I'm going to document it.
As usual.
Yeah. So and so a FYI is not always a referral. It doesn't, it's just basically documentation so that we can actually see whether there's certain trends in behavior.
Perfect. Thank you for that.
No problem. And if we go to the West Campus, you can see here that incidents per day slightly higher. But once again, when you look at detentions and you look at the in-school suspensions, they're sort of the lower detentions, but in-school suspensions pretty flat.
And you can see that there are more out-of-school suspensions. Now, and that's understandable because usually the incidents that we're dealing with at in high school, due to the age group, is usually more severe. So they do sometimes require that action of out-of-school suspensions, unfortunately. You can see FYIs are pretty stagnant, and bus referrals are usually not an issue. And then also, when you look at the pyramid, you can see that there's 64 students that are having 6+ referrals, 82 students that have 2 to 5 referrals, and then 61% of the students have 0 to 1. So this is something, once again, that we look at. Well, the culture and climate team meets on a regular basis to talk about those students in the red specifically, and then also those in the yellow, to determine what other actions we need to take to help them resolve their conflicts, help them make better decisions, and then also what other supports we need to provide. And so a lot of the great stuff was already mentioned. That's what I was sitting here smiling because listening to you guys do your presentations, you guys really highlighted all the great things. You know, May is such a busy month in education. It's exciting though. There's just a it's like you're running on adrenaline because there's just back-to-back events. And all of them are beautiful, and there's happy occasions, you know. So you have award ceremonies like Godless just ran off to for his daughter, and you have, you know, banquets, and you have graduations, and you have dances, and everything's just sort of coming all together. Some of these things you have already seen, but I did want to share with you this. You know, when Jose gave his update, you know, he included this picture from the high school, because I don't know if you guys know, but they're Jose's son. So you know, Jose is our head of school at the East Campus. His wife Brenda is one of our 5th grade teachers, and their son Adriel actually was part of the class of 2025, and so he's right here with that big smile. So Jose wanted to share with you that not only did he get to, you know, enjoy these events as an administrator, as a school leader, but also as a proud father. So we had a great graduation, as was mentioned. And you know, we think that we might be able to hold the next year's graduation in the gym. We're debating. We may have to. It may be the first year that we do have to consider taking it off site, because there was not an empty seat. I mean, we're jam packed, and so we're taking up all the 450 seats in the bleachers, and then we also have seating on the actual court. We definitely, because our classes are getting bigger and bigger each year, we'll probably need to take it off site next year.
I think we may need to call on a university partner
Yes.
of ours to help us. Yes.
Yes. We're looking into that. Yeah. And when that's within our price range, because some of them are renting their space at a lot. It's like $15,000 an event. So
Understood. Understood.
But you're right. And let me see. So we had PD. So one thing, I just want to give you another tease. I wasn't prepared to share with you Smarter Balance data. It's not going to be fully available until July 28th. So that's why customarily in our August board meeting is when I give you a full presentation of our academic outcomes. But I will tell you that the preliminary results do reveal some improvements. So we don't want to get overly excited. We want to see the final results. But there are definitely some there are some definitely some there's some evidence of improvement in our students and their outcomes. So we are excited about that. And we're looking forward to being able to share with you all of those results in the next meeting. Oh, here's, you know, just some recognition for our students that were recognized in the Delaware's Meaningful Economics and Entrepreneurship competition. Our students that competed in the Music in the Parks event, I'm always so proud of this one, this large trophy. So if you've ever been in our band room at the East Campus, because I always make sure that I make that a stop in my tours, you see the all the trophies above the music, the instrument lockers. But that largest one is given to the school. And keep in mind that there's schools that come from Delaware, New Jersey, Pennsylvania that come to this event every year at Music of the Parks. But they give that one large trophy, the Esprit de Corps award is given to the school that has shown the utmost character and sportsmanship and just really presented a positive impression. And so I'm always proudest of that one. And so they won it again this year. And they also received a superior rating in their performance. So really proud of our students and the choir program. Our band did not participate, did not compete in this event, but our choir was able to. And if you recognize this person, which by the way, I've mentioned to you guys before, you should be following please follow us on Instagram and on Facebook so that you are getting these updates and these posts. But in case you missed it, Guillamina was actually one of our guest speakers. She was a guest at our high school and was able to talk to our students about her book, Alexa Hope and the Avenue of Possibilities, A Tale of Teenage Career Choices. So she was able to, through this fictional character, Alexa Esperanza, was able to share with our students like the immigrant experience and the power of mentorship. So thank you, Guillermina, for doing that. I think that was really valuable for our students to see somebody that looks like them, to be able to see that they can achieve so much, and if being an author is something that they aspire to do, that is definitely achievable. So thank you. I'm sorry that I missed it. I was I believe when you came, I think that's when I was in Florida at the New Market Tax Credit Conference trying to get funding for our Georgetown school. But
No, important, and thanks for the opportunity, Margie. I enjoyed myself.
yeah, good. Thank you. Here's a picture from the graduation. This is right before they turn their tassels. And I think it's funny for those of you that weren't there. If you guys, the students really take a lot of pride in decorating their caps. They're beautiful works of art. I mean, they definitely take it up a couple notches. But I think it's funny is that you can't see this because I did it as a still picture as opposed to a video. But if you watch the video, you'll see that after they turn their tassel, where customarily you would see, all of the caps going up in the air, you only see like two go up in the air because their caps have become these works of art. They don't want to lose them. So I got a kick out of that. But we're very proud of having our second graduating class. Here's some pictures from the prom. As was mentioned, our students, part of their senior project was doing a presentation about human trafficking. They took a lot of pride in that. And then this was the art show that they had at the high school. And if you're at the high school, the art is still displayed in the hallways. It's really remarkable the beautiful talent that our students have. And then
Is
lastly,
the art for sale, Margie?
oh, that's a good question. I don't think so.
I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. I gotta talk to Mike about that. Yeah.
We're talking about additional revenue streams.
Ah,
I
there you
think
go.
you
I
got to
like
give
that.
someone,
They
you got
gotta,
to, it could be a scholarship for a student and then what, and then maybe fundraising too. But,
I like that. I like that. Well, you know what? And Liz was just saying that we need some auction items, right? That's funny because Greg, remember back in the day when we used to have the Viva Speeda event, which is one of our big fundraisers, and we had the silent auction, the artwork that would get the biggest bids was the student artwork. Yep. I think Greg still has some of the artwork that he got. I still have artwork that I bid on. So that's a good point. Thank you, Pedro. And then lastly, I just wanted to share with you. So the Academic Excellence Committee that we were able to meet in late April, Thank you to those of you that were able to attend. And what we were able to do is just give an academic overview. And we will start having now the AEC meetings every 2 months starting in October. So when we schedule that first one in October, we're going to send it to the entire board so that you can decide whether or not it's a meeting you want to attend or a committee that you want to join. But that is where we're going to be taking our deeper dives into the academic outcomes and how we're the curriculum, the assessments, the metrics, and things like that. I welcome you to join the future meetings, but we're happy to sort of kick that off and then continue to do that. And then lastly, I just wanted to share with I did this my very first podcast. Which those of you that know me, like I don't like doing video. I don't like doing interviews and things like that. But Stu had asked me to participate in this podcast that he's been hosting, and it's actually been published. So I'll send you the link and email as well. But you can feel free to watch it. But the topic was about immigration, immigrants, and the immigrant community. If you watch it, let me know what you think. But I thought it was a good opportunity for us to be engaged in a conversation that obviously is near and dear to our heart as an organization. Any questions?
Powerful as always.
Thank you all.
Yeah, thank you, Margie. So it seems that there are no questions. We continue to be impressed by your leadership, Margie, and we certainly appreciate that. So if there are no any other questions, let's continue celebrating the great Aspira family, and thanks everybody for today's meeting. And with that, I'm going to have to ask for a vote to adjourn the meeting.
Not for me. I love you all. No, in serio, in serio, Spanglish. Thank you for your leadership, too, Guillermina, Liz, and the team, Doc, everybody on the call. It's and like I always have an affinity towards Moz because she represents a lot of, she's a parent and she's a board member. And so I think, just the balance. And Robert, thank you for helping us navigate. And giving us that governance and guidance. So, appreciate everybody.
So, are you the motion to adjourn the
So
meeting?
moved, unfortunately.
There you go.
A
Fantastic.
second.
Thank you, Rob. Always good to see you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Perfect. Thank you. The motion carries. Put your jammies on.
Good night,
Already
everyone.
are.
Hasta la vista.
Bye. Thank
Great
you.
one. Good night, all.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.